This weekend, we celebrate the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. What a great feast it is. And of course, to celebrate this time, as we just heard in our gospel, how Christ himself was baptized by John the Baptist. Well, we might ask ourselves, you know, what is the big deal about Jesus being baptized? We have so many other feasts, so many other sacraments too, besides baptism. Why is baptism, and specifically Jesus' baptism, so important? I think sometimes in our busy world too, it's easy to lose sight of our baptismal identity and what that really means. Today, I just wanted to take a moment to look at what we are saved from in baptism, firstly. And of course, we are saved from original sin, right? We probably all know that. But I think it's difficult to fathom that at times, and it's good to just ponder it for a moment. I was reflecting recently, you know, thinking to myself, had I ever been, you know, locked up before? Ever, maybe you've been, you know, trapped or felt locked or lost in the dark. And I was thinking about that. Indeed, it can be a scary thing. Our first reading speaks of being a prisoner of confinement, as from a dungeon. It speaks of those who live in darkness. Let's imagine for just a moment, if you would, just being locked in a dungeon. You know, you're stuck there, nobody knows there, you're there really, who would come to save you. You're isolated, you're alone, there's no hope of escape, just there in darkness. Of course, if you're anything like me, imagining this even makes us feel uncomfortable, right? Maybe you have been, you know, even just stuck somewhere or lost somewhere. I remember as a child I was lost and how scary that was. But it gives us an idea, I think, for a moment of where we are without Jesus, stuck in original sin, you know, stuck without hope. And I think while it's difficult to ponder this, it helps us to realize why we are so in need of Jesus. It's so easy to forget at times. Often in our, of course, we have our great freedom, right? The Lord gives us freedom, freedom to make choices, and we may forget, you know, what indeed he has saved us from our own sins. I think sometimes people in our world, you know, see all the bad things that are going on too in our world and are discouraged. But when they don't see the meaning, they could lose hope. And it's so beautiful. Today we celebrate Jesus Christ bursting into that world, bursting into our dungeon, bursting into our lives by which we could not even help ourselves. That is the feast we celebrate today. Jesus being baptized that we might share in that baptism. In our first reading from Isaiah, we heard these words, "I, the Lord, called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement." It speaks too of bringing those out of the dungeon of darkness, that you are the light to the world. So in Christ's baptism, we too share in his new life. Then when he came down into those waters, we too now, being baptized in those same waters, can participate in the graces by which he saves us. The graces of his cross, the graces of his resurrection. It's so beautiful too, because not only are we saved then, but we are given so much more. We are made temples of the Holy Spirit to be filled with that Trinitarian love, too. As we heard about the Trinity in this gospel, right? The Father, the voice of the Father, the Spirit. We, of course, see the Son being baptized. And indeed, we share in that, too, as we, in our baptisms, become beloved sons and daughters of God. Not just merely some, you know, poor slave who's, you know, saved. But we indeed have the great dignity of sons and daughters of God, made in the image and likeness of God. And so it is great joy and great love that we experience in our baptisms. How too we are called to live that out, to share that life for the world. So many people are bound in this world by their sins or by confusion or by a misunderstanding of who they are or maybe just so discouraged. Our world needs so many people to live out their baptisms, to experience the light of Christ. We are all called to share that. Indeed, Jesus is our hope. He is our Savior. He is the one who sets all captives free. He is the one who literally gives us new life. May we come to know and study and learn more about our baptisms each day, realizing that we indeed are saved from original sin. We have been ransomed. That we are beloved sons and daughters of God, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, called to be disciples to share the light of Christ to the world. Today, may we celebrate that, celebrate the baptism of Jesus, who humbled himself to become a man, that we ourselves might share in the life of God.